Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, Eastern Sierra. I'm Seth Connors. You're listening to Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. So football season is about a month out in the Eastern Sierra, but whenever I get a little tidbit, I want to toss it out there. I also want to get the schedules mentioned as soon as I know, and as the season draws nearer, I'll start to bring more in-depth coverage. That being said, I want to announce the Big Pine Warriors have posted their schedule, and first up is a home game against the Fraser Mountain Falcons. That game is scheduled for August 26th at 1 p.m. Sounds really hot, so dress cool and remember to hydrate. In Big League Baseball news, the Los Angeles Dodgers are looking like they're ready to make a playoff run. Not only did they just take 2 out of 3 in Baltimore, that's right, Baltimore, the scorching hot winner of 8 straight games before the Dodgers came to town Baltimore. The Dodgers have now won 8 out of their last 10 games and find themselves perched atop the National League West with a record of 55-40, good enough for a one-game lead over the rival Giants from up north. After the Dodgers won 6-4 on Monday, the Dodgers took care of business again on Tuesday, easily disposing of the home team Orioles by a score of 10-3. Freddie Freeman stayed hot, going 3-for-4, Will Smith was 3-for-4 out of the 3-hole on Tuesday, and for the second game in a row, a Dodgers rookie starter got the victory as Michael Grove threw 5 innings, allowing 1 earned and striking out 4. On Wednesday morning, the Dodgers would go for the sweep of the Orioles, who haven't been swept in any series since 2021, but Dodger lefty Julio Urias got hit hard, giving up 8 earned runs in 5 innings, and the Dodgers fell by a score of 8-5, and the Orioles' unswept streak remains intact and alive at an astonishing 70 straight series. Overall, the news has been good out of Dodger camp this week. They've won 4 of the first 6 of a grueling 9-game road trip, and Dodger ace Clayton Kershaw threw a successful bullpen and appears to be on track to return in the very near future. He's been out since June 30th with minor shoulder inflammation. When asked by reporters how it was going on Tuesday, Kershaw replied, "All good," and he actually appears slightly frustrated that he's not back already. Dodger manager Dave Roberts stated that an early August return seemed reasonable and will assume probable. The Dodgers have the day off on Thursday, but then they'll finish off their current road trip in Texas to take on another really good team, the Texas Rangers. The Dodgers will send Tony Gonsolin to the mound to start against former Dodger Andrew Haney. First pitch is at 5:05. And that's a look at sports on Eastern Sierra Now Sports Daily. I'm Seth Connors. Thanks for listening.